What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
We got the news on Dante Moore.
We got the new. Oh, this is exciting. What a great day, Robin. So Dante Moore is the starting quarterback at Oregon. Oregon is bringing in Dylan Raiola, the Nebraska quarterback,
right,
who acts like Patrick Mahomes. You guys have all seen him. And Dante Moore had a terrible game against Indiana, which made every Jet fan alive say, please do not draft Dante Moore. Dante Moore announced 4 minutes ago whether or not he's going back to college. That could be Oregon. Mm-hmm. Is he transferring, because that portal ends tonight at midnight, to another team? Like a Miami, because Miami, I know Ty Simpson's talking about maybe going to Miami, and he originally declared for the draft. Now he's back into the portal. Dante Moore, I'm going to guess, announced he is going into the NFL draft.
I have the same guess.
What is the answer?
I think he declares.
He will return to Oregon.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's not the right place to go back to. They just brought in Dylan Raiola.
Well, he screwed that up.
Yeah, he's still got 10 hours to change
that. Is that how he put
that?
It? I'm going back to Oregon?
Dante Moore will return to Oregon next season.
Wow.
Wow. By the way, this is great news for the New York Jets.
Is it?
Because everyone thought Dante Moore was the second-best quarterback. Mm-hmm. I don't think he is based on the Indiana game. Totally unfair of me to say based on one game. But I was scared to death that the New York Jets were going to disregard that game against Indiana and take Dante Moore based on his body of work prior to that game. Which, okay. Can make that argument. I could be totally wrong on that. But now that Dante Moore said after the Indiana game, I can't go pro off of that, the New York Jets just got a break. So now I think, since Ty Simpson's staying in college also, he declared and then undeclared, is it fair for me to say that Trinidad Chambliss is now the Jets quarterback? Kid out of Ole Miss who 2 years ago won the Division II championship, had a great year once he came in for the original starter there who got hurt for Lane Kiffin? Mm-hmm. Or is there another quarterback out there I want? I don't want Carson Beck. He's not an NFL quarterback for my money.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you. Now I don't know what the Jets do. I've been a big believer. I think you have to come out of this draft with a young quarterback in the first or second round so that there's a commitment to him on some level. That's what I believe. Now, do you have to take him second overall? I don't know. But I can't imagine. I know what happened last year. He's a unique player. I don't see a lot of teams trading up for two outside of anything other than a quarterback.
So this is not a great quarterback draft.
So you're taking number two, and you're probably seeing if you can trade back in to the back end of the one. You have multiple picks here over the next couple of years to take a Trinidad Chambliss. That's what I would do. I would try and come away with him. It's about reading the
and
room.
And Trinidad Chambliss, prior to this little playoff run that Ole Miss had, was regarded as a nice story, but not as a first-round draft pick in the NFL.
It's very difficult for me to not want to come out with a young quarterback out of this draft. But now it seems like there isn't one that has a
Mendoza
first-round
grade. Mendoza goes one to the Raiders.
Yep.
Dante Moore is going back to Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Ty Simpson is back in the portal. Most people think Ty Simpson is going to get a boffo deal from Miami
because
Beck's finally going to retire after 15 years in college. Carson Beck is not, for me, a first-round draft pick in the NFL. Who are the other guys?
I don't know.
You got John Mateer from Oklahoma.
No.
I guess, did Nussmeier? Right from LSU.
Someone will make a charge. Someone's going to have a pro day. Someone's going to have a combine. Someone's going to be regarded as a top first round pick. But because that's just what happens with quarterbacks. But I think he's making a mistake.
Today is a great day for the New York Jets.
The
New York Jets just got the gift of all gifts because when Mendoza goes one, if Dante Moore is in the draft, the New York Jets might have been in a position where we have to take him.
Yep.
He's the best guy that's been on our board for the last year and a half. This is the guy we have to take. And I think that would have been a tragic mistake for the New York Jets. So the New York Jets got a gift today. Like Santa Claus came 2 weeks late. And they said, Jets, you know what? We've beaten you down all these years. You took Zach Wilson because you won a stupid game in L.A. and didn't get Trevor Lawrence. Mm-hmm. You passed on Dan Marino. You passed on Patty Mahomes. You passed on every great quarterback when you could have drafted him. We're finally going to see the tides turning a little bit. The Jets got a gift today. Now, it might mean, let's be fair about this, that the New York Jets do not draft a quarterback at number two.
Oh.
It might mean the New York Jets don't draft at all at number two, like you're just saying, and maybe move back. I think it's more likely they do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if there's no quarterback there to draft,
this is a great situation for the Jets.
I don't see anybody trading up to get the second. I just don't see anyone doing it. I really don't.
You never know.
I mean, if I'm the Jets, I would consider it. But you already have enough. You have enough first round picks.
You can't have enough. I want more.
I want the best player available.
I want all of them. I want the best player
available.
Possible.
I want the best player available. Well, they should draft the highest player on their board.
Yeah.
I think he's making a mistake, man.
Dante Moore?
I think Moore's making a mistake.
Well, yeah, because even if the Jets didn't take him at two, he's top five.
He's a first round pick.
Yes.
Easy.
But he's also going to get a bunch of money, I guess.
I guess, yeah. I mean.
But here's the weird thing.
Is he in a competition?
Let me ask this question. Yeah. I know we don't do a lot of college football here. I get it.
Yeah.
Dylan Raiola just transferred from Nebraska to Oregon in the portal because he thought Dante Moore was going pro.
Right.
And I'm not saying Raiola's the greatest quarterback of all time. He's not. But he's a very competent college quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. If you're Raiola and Dante Moore now announces he's coming back, he's their starting quarterback. Don't you want to transfer out of Oregon now and now go somewhere else?
Yeah, why would I want to go
there? I would expect that now. I would expect, assuming the rules allow it, I think they do, unless you signed a NIL deal.
Right.
I think that Dante Moore now trumps Dylan Raiola, and now Dylan Raiola has got to go find a place to play.
Yeah.
Maybe that's Miami. I know people think Ty Simpson's going there now.
Maybe.
But that's if I'm Raiola, I am pissed at Dan Lanning.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. What happened to you're our guy?
Yeah.
I'm not your guy anymore?
No.
That's crazy.
Because I think the assumption was he was going to come out. Next year's draft class is good, right? He's going to have a great year to be where he would be drafted this year. I know he can go make money. I know maybe he feels he's not ready. I understand the NIL has changed the landscape of college football. But he was going to be a top pick.
Yeah.
Top
10 for sure.
I think so.
If not two, he's definitely going to be top 10.
That's a puzzling decision.
Yeah. Here's Brian in Cranford, New Jersey on the Fan. Brian, what do you got, Cookie?
Hi, it's Ryan, but I'll take it.
That's
way,
not Craig. My fault, Brian. Or
no,
Ryan.
It does say Brian on
fault.
The screen.
Not my fault.
I'm putting it on the record.
Thank
what
you.
Are we doing? Jets fans, what are we doing now? Because, look, we can't draft a quarterback. We know that because every time we draft one, it's garbage. So, who do we sit? Where do we go? Do we give Malik Willis a look? Do we give, I don't know, Tua a look? Do we give Kyler a run? Like, because we got nothing. And
I
we
think
need
Kyler
something.
Murray is the best name you said there for me. I don't know what else to do.
Unless
Joe Burrow,
see if Joe Burrow's.
Unless the Jets, let's do compartmentalize it. Let's go draft first. Unless the Jets fell in love with Trinidad Chambliss, they're not getting a quarterback in the first round.
Right.
Which means you're drafting Jeremiah Love.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need a running back, but, you know, whatever. All right. Or Arvell Reese out of Ohio State linebacker,
right?
Right. But the flip side is, I do think there are quarterbacks available to be traded for. I don't want Kyler Murray here specifically.
Mm-hmm.
That would depend on what I got to give up to get him and the money involved. I'd love the prospect of calling Cincinnati up.
Yeah.
I don't think that'll ever happen where Joe Burrow goes from Cincinnati to the Jets. I'm not sure if there's enough first-round picks in the world for Cincinnati to tell their fan base we're walking away from Joe Burrow, the best quarterback we've had since Boomer or Kenny Anderson,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So I think there's a chance that, and I don't think this is a negative. I'll tell you why. I think the New York Jets draft the best non-quarterback available. We're not going to do that today. We'll do that in April, right? With the second pick. They load up on talent with all the picks they got.
Mm-hmm.
They go out there and they get a veteran journeyman quarterback for a one-year deal. Aaron Glenn gets fired after year two. And Mike Tomlin becomes the New York Jets head coach. I think that
would be
me.
Great.
Can I suck up another bad year where I get a top five pick in a quarterback heavy draft next year to get Mike Tomlin? But, you bet your ass I can.
Can an organization go in with the idea of setting up their current head coach to fail?
Yes, we can. We've done far worse.
Is that really what they want to do?
Yes,
to me,
we do.
Specifically the quarterback situation, this is what I would do. Spitballing here.
Go.
I would make sure. I don't think it's going to be with the second pick. They got the 16th pick. They have the 33 and 34th in the second round. I make sure I get Trinidad Chambliss.
Okay.
One way or another, I'm drafting Chambliss.
So at 16,
and
you draft Chambliss.
If I feel like I have to draft him at 16, I will. If I feel like he's going to get to 33, I'll wait. If I have to move back into the first round from 33 to get him, I'll do that. I make sure I come away with him, and I go get a veteran
stud
quarterback. Not a stud.
Oh, I'm sorry, in the draft.
Draft him.
Yes.
And then get a Kyler Murray. Then get a Malik Willis. Then get some bridge quarterback where I have 1 year of developing Chambliss, and then I'm trying to win
but
some games.
games. Up to two pick. I got you.
Not with the two pick.
By the way, I would sign up for that right
I
now.
I think that's what you have to do. Yeah, you have to come out of here with some hope of having a future quarterback.
I agree.
You just have to.
It's kind of, you do what the Giants do with Jackson Dart.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Well, we don't have a first-round grade on him necessarily, but we're going to go get the guy.
Yeah.
Right?
I want Chambliss and a veteran quarterback.
Boy, I love it. What a great day to be a Jet fan. Not so much a Giant fan, but a great day to be a Jet fan.
This is a great day to be a Giant
fan. It could become a great day.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for all the NFL insiders. They must be on like a conference call. Like the New York Giants, whoever the guy is in that organization that has the responsibility of calling up Jordan Schultz and Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport and Jay Glazer. They must go and get the call at the same time. Here's how the meeting went. John Harbaugh had a pork roll and cheese sandwich. He didn't know what pork roll was. They offered him Taylor ham. He doesn't know who Taylor is. Yo, we're going to get all those inside reports. You know what I mean?
Yep.
He went to the bathroom three times, had four bottles of water, and told Joe Shane, you're out of a job, Ace.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for the reporting. Because it's going to be word for word exactly the same from all of them. Because they're all getting a call from the same guy or gal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. I get you.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm looking at this. I think Ty Simpson is in the NFL draft.
No, he came in, he came back out.
Oh, he did? You sure?
Yep.
Okay.
Ty Simpson declared for the draft, and then within like 8 hours later, said, I'm going back to college.
Okay.
And the thought process is there that the Miami Hurricanes are going to give him like $6 or $7 million to play 1 year in Miami. That part hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
But Ty Simpson, I believe, has undeclared.
Okay.
Is that what you call it? If you declare and then you want out, do you undeclare? Are you rescinding the declaration? What's the proper grammar on that one, big boy?
I think declaring.
I think undeclare is better than declare.
Yes.
Right? I got to get you a laptop. You know why?
I have a laptop.
Selfishly.
I forgot to charge it. I'm reading this. I want to make sure
we got
it right.
But it kills me to watch you do that.
Why?
Because, number one, it's distracting to me.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Number two,
yeah.
I find it offensive.
Why is it offensive?
Because
I'm trying to find information for the show.
I'm speaking to you.
I understand that, but
yeah.
I'm not scrolling through Instagram. I'm trying to find something out for the show.
I can't have it.
Okay.
I can't have it.
I apologize.
No offense.
No, I know.
But like I'm looking at your head and I'm talking to you. I need to make eye contact because I might do something that I need
I
you
understand.
To react to.
I understand.
And your head's down in your phone like you're my 14-year-old.
Okay.
Like, Anthony, head up. Like, see the world.
I know, but I'm looking for information about
but
the show.
I have a little something. What do you call it when the guys come back? Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Okay.
PTSD. Because for 10 years, I sat next to a guy who during the show, when I was looking at him trying to make eye contact, was either shopping online or setting up his Wasps hockey lineup online or emailing the Wasps hockey team how disappointed he was in their performance online.
Right.
And I have PTSD over it.
Right.
So when I look at you and I'm trying to make eye contact and your head down with your thumbs all over the phone.
It has not been a problem. It's not like I've been doing it a lot. This is the first time
First time I've said it. And then slide.
Nah, I don't know.
You've been knee deep on that phone for weeks.
So.
What?
Okay.
You also reprimanded him when the Harbaugh news broke. He wanted to go right to his phone to double check it too.
Yeah. Well, that's breaking news.
It's like a phone hoe.
No, that's actually funny.
It's crazy.
Because my aunt said something to me. She was like, "Would you get off your phone? He yelled at you." I'm like, "He didn't yell at me. He was trying to tell me he doesn't want me to see the breaking news."
Yeah. Sometimes I like to play the game.
I get you.
Play a little guessing game.
I get you.
Yeah, it's more fun.
Well, it's hard for me. Breaking news about the Giants. I want to go get it.
I know, but I like to drag it out so your emotions are right there on your sleeve.
We're giving information about the draft. I just want to make sure we're correct on it. Took 2 seconds.
Here's Gene in West Orange. Gene, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Craig? I just want to let you know my friends over at Eaton Botanicals tried to send you a care package to keep you uplifted during these difficult times as a Jet fan. I hope you got it.
Well,
and,
hold on a second. Where'd you send it?
Oh, they found you on Instagram and sent you a message that you said you wanted it.
You're damn right I want it. Send me the message again. I'll make sure I respond again with an appropriate address to send that stuff. I'm all in, though. I love eating botanicals.
I definitely will.
One of my favorite things to chew on. Wink, wink.
Oh, that's great.
Great. Yeah.
But anyway, to my point, I just want to say that one thing the Jets are really good at is screwing up a quarterback. I think you'll agree.
Mm-hmm.
So does it really matter who we get until we get the right coaches in there and the right system?
Very fair point.
Frankly,
yeah. Very fair point.
Woody?
You know, here's the thing. Look, Woody Johnson's not selling the team, so we can stop that conversation now. I think in the moment, and thanks for the call, Gina. Have them send that for sure. I don't know. None of us think that Aaron Glenn's the guy either. He's going to get a second crack at it. He's not going to get a third, and there's nothing we can do about that. The unknown here right now with the New York Jets is Darren Moogie. That's the unknown.
Yeah.
We just don't know, and we're going to find out very soon because he has a boatload of picks in the top three rounds.
Yeah.
Let's see how he does.
Well, I mean, yeah, but to his point, like, is Aaron Glenn and Tanner Engstrand, are those the kind of guys, is that a coaching staff that can nurture and develop a young starting quarterback?
We don't know that either.
That's the question. And what makes me nervous about it is they handpicked a quarterback who the owner said couldn't complete a pass.
Which is, by the way, like, I think in the history of Woody Johnson's tenure as owner.
The best thing he ever said?
I think that's the most honest thing he's ever said.
Might be.
And the most in touch with the fan base he's ever been. Now, was it offensive? Yes. Was it a problem in that locker room? Probably. Because Justin Fields, if nothing else, is a very popular guy and was a very popular guy both in Chicago, in Pittsburgh, and here in New York. Guys like him.
Yeah.
But the owner happened to have been right. You know, I said from Justin Fields' first day in the pros that Justin Fields is an NFL athlete, no doubt about it. He's a running back or a slot receiver, but he's not a quarterback. Mm-hmm. And the fact that the owner was like, yeah, we just gave $30 million to a guy that can't throw the football. I think that's as much in tune with the fan base as Woodrow has ever been.
Yep, that's fair. The GM signed him. The coach handpicked him.
I agree.
And they didn't even come up with a game plan to make him successful.
Correct.
So what makes me think
this coaching staff? Because they all saw that first game against Pittsburgh and said, we got it right.
Yeah.
That's our guy.
Yeah.
And we're like, you didn't get it right.
And
you lost the game, and he's not that good.
And it's the number one reason why I think he should not be the head coach anymore, because this is now going to be a time period of transition where they're going to have to develop a young quarterback at some point, and he's not the guy to do that.
No, he's not the guy.
He's not the guy to do it.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Before I tell you why this really, really bothers me, let's do a quick check. Yesterday on the program, we all predicted, because we knew Dante Moore had to make his decision yesterday, will he stay in school or will he come out? Let's take a real quick look from yesterday's show on what we predicted. So you're saying he stays in school?
I'm going to say stay in school.
Sean?
I think he declares.
Yeah, I think he declares too. So Sean and I are wrong. Tiki victory. Congratulations.
Quote, I'll be coming back to Oregon for one more year. And this is all despite Dylan Raiola, who transferred to Oregon. Not that he's going to lose his job to him, but there is a little bit of a drama situation going to arise there.
Raiola coming back from injury, though, may not have been ready to start the year.
I'm going to be quite frank with both of you. I could not give a rat's ass about Oregon's quarterback room and the drama that's going to be there. But cool. Now let me get to Carton. Craig, I love you. I do. And when I drive home from work, I listen to you and Big Mac. I was so freaking pissed at Baldy yesterday because I'm listening to their show and Craig says, hey, Dante Moore just tweeted he's going to decide by 2:30. And I made a decision. I said, I'm going to listen to Craig and Big Mac break the news to me because it's significant news. It impacts the Jet future quarterback plans.
Right.
And so when they break the news, Craig, who is the only Jet fan left here with me, decides to celebrate it like a freaking buffoon. This is great news. I'm screaming at the radio. How's it great news? Because you don't like him? It's not great news. I don't care if you don't believe in Dante Moore. It's not about that.
Why did he think it was great news?
Because he thought the Jets would draft him, and he sucks. Mm. It wasn't about the Jets drafting him. To me, it was never about the Jets have to draft him. It's about options. It's about what if one other team in the middle of the first round loves Dante Moore, and they trade up for him.
Well,
it's about that.
Okay,
or it's about the Raiders potentially falling in love with him. Or it's about me falling in love with him. When you eliminate him, you eliminate options.
Let me put this in a different frame for your mind.
Okay. Are you going to defend Carton right now?
I'm not defending.
That was a dumbass opinion. Anybody. I love you, Craig.
I'm just setting you up for how you should view this. If Dante Moore had become the Jets' second pick overall in the 2026 draft, what would be his expectation?
To sit for the year.
No. Long term.
To be a star.
Long time Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
All pro.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame. Lead the team to ridiculous heights.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
you are going to take a quarterback this year because you legit do not have one on your roster right now who's viable. Mm-hmm. Tyrod's old. Justin Fields, just eat it, whatever it costs you to get rid of him. And we all know that the Cook is not one either. So you're going to draft a quarterback. Now, if you take Trinidad Jambliss in the second round, or hell, even if you'd use your, what was that, the Indy pick?
Yeah, whichever, 16.
16 pick, and you take Ty Simpson, mm-hmm. the expectation now falls for him, making it easier for him as a rookie quarterback. Now you're going to need a vet that handles in free agency. You got plenty of money. You can find somebody to throw out there that can be the mentor. If you, by not having the option to take a quarterback now, you can take the best player, not just the needed player. We need a quarterback. Let's take a quarterback. Now you take the best player in this draft because you need everything, and your pressure on your quarterback has lessened, right?
They
and
now, could have done that and now, anyway.
And team. Now if he stinks. No, yeah. But if you take a quarterback at two.
No, they didn't have to take a quarterback at two.
I understand that, but if you didn't have, but if you were going to take a quarterback at two, mm-hmm. you put so much pressure on the kid.
I agree with that, and I'm not even
now,
arguing.
Now it's not even. Now you can't screw it up. Now you can't screw
this
up.
This logic is beyond me,
Evan,
bro.
You can't screw up the quarterback. You can't screw it up.
How? Just not to the same level of the second overall pick.
Right.
But you could draft a guy at 16 and he stinks.
Yeah, or don't draft one at 16. Take someone in the second round.
I'm not arguing with the idea that
and
they're better.
And then if you stink next year, you're sitting right there to take Arch Manning.
I get that. I'm not arguing that they would have been better off not taking a quarterback. I'm arguing that Dante Moore going back to school is not a good thing on any level. And the only argument anyone's making
I think
is
saving you from yourself.
Well, okay. And that's the argument people use.
Yeah.
Well, then fire everybody. If the way we're going to go about this is they need to be safe from themselves, then they're never winning anything anyway.
No. I'm just saying, you have a second year head coach and a second year general manager. And now we think Darren Muji is going to be good GM based on the short things that he's done in his tenure. Mm-hmm. But if you force him to now have to take a quarterback and that quarterback fails, it's ladled on him forever.
Why are they being forced to take quarterback at two if Dante Moore was there?
Because that's what everybody's saying.
Not necessarily. Let the process play out. I don't know if I was going to say that. Hmm.
Isn't that what every Jet fan wanted?
The quarterback.
That's all any Jet fan wants to talk about.
Not at two with Dante Moore. You're making an assumption that if Dante Moore went into the draft, it was a lock that every Jet fan was going to scream they have to take Dante Moore. Hmm. I'm not saying they wouldn't have. I'm saying
I prefer the odds.
Options.
The odds were more likely than not the Jets were taking a quarterback at two.
I'm going to make this very simple. Did the Jets get good news yesterday? Was that good? When that story came out, was that good?
It's not bad.
Of course it's bad.
It is not
one
bad.
Guy in the draft who would have gone early is not in the draft. That
it's
is
not bad.
No,
it's
that's
not bad.
It is bad. You're just saying that the Jets are so stupid. They're such buffoons. They're such idiots.
No, not buffoons.
And this is what Craig was saying, and I think you guys are crazy.
No.
They're so dumb, they need to be saved by a teenager saying, I'm going back to college. I reject that notion. It is not a good thing for a talent to go back into the draft.
Now I'm confused what you're upset about.
I'm upset that he went back to college.
Why?
And I have Jet fans.
He's not ready to be an NFL player. That was obvious
again,
in the playoff
again,
game.
Still irrelevant to my point. It's not about Dante Moore. It's about him being there, giving the Jets more options.
Okay, he's not there. So
it's bad for the Jets.
That's not bad for the
Jets.
Yes,
it is.
It might have saved them.
Again, you're making the same argument.
What? Look at the giant model. Take the best player at two.
I hate everybody.
And maybe you take Ty Simpson at 16 and he works out because that's the guy who's actually ready to play in the league.
Here's the good news. I no longer hate Craig anymore for his opinion because you two share it. And it drives me nuts.
Isn't that the right opinion?
No. Absolutely. It's so wrong I don't even see your opinion.
Okay. We don't know if Dante Moore was going to be a good NFL player. We don't know.
Agreed.
He's not ready to be in the NFL.
He's not ready to be an NFL player.
So you were just going to draft him.
My God. When did I say that? When did I say they were drafting Dante Moore?
I didn't, but...
You keep putting that in my mouth. I didn't say that. I said I want the options.
That's what every Jet fan wanted.
No, they don't. I'm a Jet fan. I'm standing right here.
That's what every these prognosticators, that's what they predicted.
They could have traded back. All you needed was one other team to want a quarterback and believe in Dante Moore and have maybe more of the...
I just don't see how this is bad.
I just told you, because there's one less option in the draft.
Okay, so what does that do? What does that mean?
What is it? It's not as good as if he went into the draft.
This is a one quarterback draft. This is a one first-round quarterback draft.
You don't know if Dante Moore came out, how his pro day would have gone, how the combine would have gone, and how... Forget the Raiders, because it's likely they would have taken Mendoza. Very likely. But you never know.
So you're just still upset because you're not getting Fernando Mendoza.
Well, I am upset they're not getting Fernando Mendoza.
That's what
I'm also upset
that I got people, and now you're a part of it, saying that Dante Moore staying in school is somehow good for the New York Jets because they're such idiots.
I didn't say it
was
good.
They would have done something dumb.
I'm not going to sit
here and
scream.
If they're idiots, they're going to do something dumb anyway.
I'm not going to sit here and scream and say, this is the greatest thing for the Jets, but I'm saying it's not a bad thing.
Oh, it's a bad thing.
Because now you don't have the option to screw it up and take a kid who's not good enough.
Well, if they're going to screw it up, then they're going to screw it up anyway. That's the way I look at it.
You also lost the right to be mad at this, so nobody wants to.
I have every right to be mad about whatever I want.
When you're sitting there freezing watching the Atlanta Falcons blow a game at the end and you're clapping your hands because you think it's a good thing for the franchise, you get what you sow because you would be in the first position, the first pick. You wanted to sit there and go, this is good. I want to sit there and go to games and root for wins. This is what we told you, and now you lost your option. Don't want to hear it.
I'm not going to defend myself. Tiki, take it from here. Why? This is where you're on my side.
Well, because you don't want to tank. You still got to win games.
Okay.
You got to win games.
I guess what happens when you win games? You run out of options, Evan, the one thing you're complaining about now.
But here's the thing. That's a fan thing. This is not.
We're not talking
about the fan thing. We're talking about from a organizational standpoint. I think this debate that we're having, whether or not this is a good or bad thing for the Jets, is not about the fan. It's about the team.
Yeah. And it's about having as many options as possible. Again, I understand the concerns around Dante Moore. If you ask me, is he better off going back to school to get more seasoning? Yes.
Yes.
Not
even a question.
Was I definitely going to stand on the table and say draft him at 2? No. There's 6 months before there's 4 months before the draft. I don't know where I would have been. All I know is it would have been better for him to be there because there's other possibilities that could have benefited the Jets, including a trade back scenario, because all you needed was one team to say, I believe in Dante Moore, and I want him to sit for a year because we have the infrastructure to allow that to happen. With him not being in the draft, that's gone.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
The Patriots, especially with how well coached they looked last night, to go along with the fact that Drake may win the MVP this season and is only going to get better, he's in the Jet division. Josh Allen is in the Jet division.
Right.
So as the debate internally and on this radio station will go over the next few months about Dante Moore or trading for Kyler Murray or whatever quarterback they bring in, ask yourself this. Will any of them truly be able to go toe-to-toe with Josh Allen and Drake May? I mean, think about it.
Yeah, that's a tough hustle.
It's incredibly depressing. Then you just look at the coaching of these playoff teams. You look at even a Liam Cohen. Is Aaron Glenn ever going to give the Jets an X's and O's edge the way a lot of these young head coaches do, whether it's Ben Johnson in Chicago or I mentioned Liam Cohen in Jacksonville? Like, the coaching feels a million miles away.
Right. That's why I thought they would seriously consider moving on.
Well, they will next year.
Right. Unless there is a demonstrated advancement in that. Just that simple realm of coaching. It's an amorphous term. It doesn't really mean anything, but it means everything. Unless there's a clear growth in that spot, Aaron Glenn's going to be in trouble.
Yeah. Oh, I think Aaron Glenn, if I had to make a long-term prediction, he's gone at the end of next year. And I don't think I'm going out on a limb here, but no, I think the Jets are looking for a new head coach a year from now. When we're doing our January 12th, 2027 show, I am going to cut this out, Tiki and I will be talking about all the different Jet candidates, and they'll all be first-time coordinators. You can mark my words. And then the other thing that added to my weekend, and I know this shouldn't bother me, is the unneeded shade. I know the Jets suck. You know the Jets. We all know. Do I need unneeded shade? And so here is the Amazon Prime pregame show and an innocent interview with Devontae Adams. Once a Jet, always a Jet. And tell me if this was necessary at all.
And because the job's not done, the main objective is to win the whole thing. You got to find a way to be gritty and resilient within those games, as if you don't bring your best stuff, you're going to be at home with the Jets, you know, 2 seconds after that.
That makes sense.
What?
Damn.
What?
I didn't hear that. That is cold-blooded, dude.
Like, what's the point?
There's so many other teams. You could have said the Giants.
You could have said anybody.
So many other teams you could have picked. They're just The Raiders. So many teams.
Yeah. Wow. And he picks the Jets. And why? Because he had such a bitter breakup here?
I mean, probably.
Yeah, no, that's it. Well, you should have said the Raiders. He had a bitter breakup with them.
No, you're right.
But this kind of stuff, and here's the thing we got to get used to, Jet fans. Nothing's changing this until they start winning.
Yeah.
They are the LOL Jets. They are the absolute LOL team. And while we deserve it because we suck, a lot of it is unnecessary. That is unnecessary. Hmm. And that's the kind of shade we have to deal with. So I know you guys, and by you guys, I mean Giant fans, had a rough time last year with the Saquon stuff, had to deal with that all the way through the Super Bowl. We're just dealing with our existence.
Right. Yeah. But it got a chuckle. The problem is the Jets have become the league joke.
Yeah.
The league whipping boy.
Yes.
It's just easy. You know it. You like if you said, I'm trying to think of a team that's just recently bad. Tennessee. Yeah, I guess Tennessee, because a couple years ago when Vrabel was there, you thought of them as a good team.
Mm-hmm.
If you said, yeah, they're like the Titans, you'd be like, huh? What does that mean? Is that remember the Titans? Is that, you know, Denzel, or is that Mike Vrabel? Like, what are you talking about?
So why not just say the Raiders? The Raiders have been awful. But the Raiders have a richer history. The Jets are the poster.
And they had this 2 years ago with Antonio Pierce as the interim. It was an interesting story.
Right.
Whereas the Jets, it's just kind of like every year, it's the same recycled nonsense.
It's not just football. They have the longest, that's it. Like, we joke around, but it's true. They have the longest playoff drought.
It's you guys are right. Like, as much as it pains me, they've earned LOL, Jets. Mm-hmm. And while a lot of it is unfair and unnecessary, the only way to change it is by winning. Like, a credit to the Knicks. The Knicks were the LOL Knicks for a million years, and no one does it anymore because they beat it out of you.
Right.
They're good.
But it took sustained winning. It took 3 years. At first, it was kind of like, it's a flash in the pan. Atlanta destroyed you.
And then they missed the playoffs the following
year. And so it was like, still, you're back to the same. And then they had extended winning.
Yeah. But it's possible. The Lions used to be that team for us. We always referenced and made that joke about that. That's done now.
No, Jets,
think about how quickly that changed.
Yes.
I mean, it's what, 5 years, 4 years since Dan Campbell took over?
You're right.
You don't even think of them that way anymore.
No, it's just the Jets. We own it. So thank you, Devontae. That was really necessary for you to just say, you end up as the Jets.
And now can you just picture Evan when Devontae slid behind that camera? Aaron Rodgers was on the McAfee show to show he was in Jersey and joining Aaron Rodgers.
I was excited. Oh, you want to do more LOL stuff? I thought we were done with it. You want to keep laughing? Keep laughing.
I'm just
watching other funny stuff. Evan was happy even after Rodgers got hurt because they beat the Bills that night on a walk-off kick return for a touchdown. Want to laugh about that?
No, I don't.
What else you want to laugh about?
Yeah, you're laughing.
Laughing a chuckle.
I'm laughing because it got to 108 to get under his skin.
I had to say goodbye to my dog a few weeks ago. You want to laugh at that, too?
Oh, that's do not put that on me. By the way, I'm sorry. Rest in peace, Dudley. Do not. That's terrible.
You're laughing at me. Why don't we keep going? Want to keep going?
You can't put dead dog on my plate. You know how horrible that is?
I mean, you just.
Are you getting another one?
What kind of question is that?
I mean,
the same question you just asked me. That's what kind of question.
I didn't ask you a question. I just said, since you're making fun of the Jets and bringing up old stuff, you want to just keep going?
Your children would like to know.
I'm not getting into that conversation. It's a complicated conversation. Nor am I ready to have that. Like, I don't know. When I say goodbye to my cat many years ago, Freedom, and it was tough, I didn't know because I knew I was going to get another pet, but I didn't know the right amount of time.
Yeah.
And I waited like 4 months. Like, it was not instant. But everybody's different, and I respect the hell out of that. Some people go out the next day. I'm still grieving. And so as long as you're grieving, it's odd to
Or you can stop the grieving by bringing joy.
So is that what you do in your past?
It's not what we did, because our dog Charlotte passed away 18 or so, and then COVID forced us to get another dog.
Just what do you mean COVID forced you to get another dog?
What does that mean? COVID was so mind-numbing.
Yeah?
It was mind-numbing and boring. So people did one of two things. They either fixed their home so they could home entertain, or their backyards, or their basements, or they got a pet.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that there was a baby boom of pets during COVID.
100%.
And now most of them don't like leaving their owner's sides because they were with them all the time their first year.
That's right.
Yeah, you set them up for something so unrealistic.
I feel like everybody in our neighborhood got dogs during COVID.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not even kidding.
I gotta be honest. I didn't know that. I didn't know that that was a thing.
Yeah.
I renovated my house. So to Tiki's point, I went to the other end. Yeah,
I did both, but.
And I think what other people did, especially if you were living in New York City, is you left New York City.
100%.
You were just like,
I'm out.
I'm going to go find somewhere else to live.
I need green spaces where I can stand outside.
Yes. Steve is calling from Charlotte. Good afternoon, Steve.
Hey, love the show. Thanks for the call, guys.
Pleasure, Thanks. Steve.
So I'm 37 years old, lifelong Jets fan. My father, my grandfather, both Giants fans. Now, I've been saying for the last few years, I need Woody Johnson to do something completely morally deplorable so that I could quit the Jets and have a clear conscience about it. And
like people quit Washington because of Snyder.
Yeah. Exactly. So my question to you is generally, and then I'll take it off. What are your feelings on grown men just suddenly changing the team they root for after all these years?
Look, I'm not going to lecture you that you can't do it. You can read Joe's book. Joe wrote a book over a decade ago, The Rules of the New York Sports Fan. But here's what I'll tell you. It'll never be as fulfilling. So if you give up on the Jets at 38 years old and you pick whatever team, even if the team is down right now, let's say it's the Giants or it's the Titans, whatever team you want, when they win, if they win in the next 5 years, it will not give you the same unbridled joy as the team that you've watched struggle finally breaking through. And this is where I feel bad for Sean. He will never experience the kind of joy I would experience if the New York Jets win a Super Bowl. Not even close. And I feel bad for you. Like, it doesn't mean you won't be happy if Jackson Dart wins a Super Bowl. It just won't be the same.
You're talking about just football or other sports?
I'm specifically talking about football, but we can get into other sports if you want. But in football, it will not tingle you or hit you the way it does me. It won't even be close. I do feel bad for you.
I think you're being short-sighted. As somebody who's seen a championship, a couple of them.
My point exactly.
Enough time has passed.
No.
Yeah, like life circumstances change. Life, you know what I mean? Like,
you don't understand.
I haven't experienced one with my kids.
That's all cute. And that adds something. I'm not saying you won't have great appreciation
for the
title.
After this many years down, you don't think I could appreciate it the same?
I never said you won't appreciate it. It won't be like me. And it won't be like Joe. And it won't be like our last caller. So I feel bad for you. I do.
The only reason I'm going to say no, 2009 Yankees, it felt as good as 96.
Okay.
Because a long time had passed.
Okay, you were like 8 when they won in 96. You just don't understand. This is one of those things where...
So now that doesn't count? I mean, that channels your childhood.
You're getting very sensitive. I never said it doesn't count. I never said it wasn't amazing. It will not hit you the way it hits me and other fans of my ilk.
So I've experienced it both ways and can tell you it does hit the same, but you have never experienced it and you're going to tell me how it hits.
I'm telling you right now.
That is a classic Evan Roberts. If I've ever seen.
It's just true.
Okay.
I'm just being honest with you.
I'm actually confused why you're hating on him, but...
Thank you, Tiggy.
Wait, hey, I'm hating on him?
No, he's hating on you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, T.
I'm confused.
Let's go to Marty in Hoboken. What's up, Marty?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the game tonight. Big Steeler fan. They're 100% healthy. I think Rodgers will play a great game. And one other thing. Bill Cowher was on Rich Eisen's show. And he asked Eisen a trivia question. When was the last time the Steelers lost a home Monday Night Football game?
I think it was like the early 90s, wasn't it? Aren't they on like some kind of incredible streak?
You'll get that stat in the next Fan Focus in a few minutes.
Mm. Oh, well, hold on, Marty. We got to let you go then. I'm sorry. Would you like to use it now so you don't have your Fan Focus stolen by a loyal caller?
You know what? Why not? This Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ. Precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. Wild card weekend comes to a close tonight when the Texans visit the Steelers. The winner will go to New England on Sunday with the time still to be determined. The Steelers have not lost a Monday Night Football game at home since October 14th, 1991. Though it is unclear whether a playoff game will count towards this unofficial record the Steelers have cooking, a loss could mark the end of Aaron Rodgers' legendary career between his runs in Green Bay and in Pittsburgh.
But they played a lot of Monday night games, I would think, since 1991.
I think it's a long list.
Record, too.
I understand that, but a lot of Monday night... Oh, it's true. Some of the Monday night games could have been on the road.
But if I had to guess how many home Monday night games they've played since 1991, I bet you that number is... 15.
Right.
Like, it's a significant number. Like, it's not one of those weird streaks where they've only done it 3 times.
Now, there's a caveat.
Yes. Let's address this caveat. Okay. And I'm glad you're about to bring up my caveat. On January 15th, 2024, the Pittsburgh Steelers had to play a Monday afternoonish game. The game got moved because of a weather issue.
Interesting.
And so it was a 4:30 Monday game.
Does that count?
Does that count?
Well, that's not the only one. You had a different one because that was the playoffs.
That was the playoffs, yes.
The other one happened
in COVID, they had to play a Monday game and they lost.
By the way, that's the one I meant, because even the one that I just brought up,
that was home.
Yeah, the Buffalo one was on the road. So that would be, because these are only home
would
games.
Would not
right?
count. Yeah, home
game. So this
game.
Was a COVID game that got moved to a Monday.
Correct.
At what time did you say?
5 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't know.
It became a Monday doubleheader.
I don't count it. It's on Monday Night Football.
Well, it's not Monday Night Football, because think about, I mean, because even on the West Coast, the Monday Night Football still feels like it's night.
Well, not only that, Tiki.
The West Coast at 5 is like, it's 1 o'clock. It's afternoon.
I don't think we had access to the game. I think it was one of those.
I don't remember.
Local people who were going to get the game got the game. And that if you had the DirecTV package, there was a cop. Well, do you get the game?
Yeah. They gave it to everybody, Evan.
Oh, they did?
And the outrage was the Sunday ticket holders were mad because it was a game they paid for that everybody then got. It was a reverse outrage.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't think that one counts. I would say the streak is still alive. And it's an impressive streak. I hope that streak ends tonight. I cannot deal with Steelers Patriots. That is just
Texans
horrible.
Have struggled offensively all season.
I know, but their defense is awesome, dude.
Oh, it's fantastic. But they have struggled a lot this season.
Let's go to Dino in Cranford, New Jersey. Hey, Dino.
Hey, boys. So, first off, didn't get a chance to call last week. Welcome back to the middays for both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. What's up?
Want to talk? I'm actually on with Sean with this one. Why is this not signaling the potential end of the Philly Eagles domain right now in the NFC East? I get what you guys are saying with the rinse and repeat stuff, but think about this and peel the onion back a little bit. They're going to definitely trade A.J. Brown. I think we're all in agreement with that.
Yeah.
That will add a different dynamic in that locker room. There will be a new X receiver, a new alpha. I get Devonta Smith is playing good and is doing good. He's not that X guy. Whoever you bring in to replace him, you have to see what that mindset of that player is going to be. You have to see how it's going to mesh with everything going on. Couple that with what has gone on with Jalen Hurts this year. The design runs are down. They went from 92 design runs to 41 mm-hmm. design runs for him this year.
He looked off too, Dino.
Here's the thing. And I respect you, Sean, and I can predict Craig will feel the same way because he hates Philadelphia. I think that your biases are clouding the fact that Howie Roseman's the best general manager on the planet, and that despite how bad things went, they're going to replace this offensive coordinator. And every time they've done that, like remember when they did that after 23, they ended up with Kellen Moore in 24, who went on, got a head coaching job, and oh, by the way, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Like, it just really feels rinse and repeat. Yes, there are players on this roster getting older. Yes, Jalen Hurts didn't have the greatest year in the world. But I'd be stunned if we're not sitting here a year from now talking about the Eagles in another playoff. The New York Jets have added a quarterback.
Oh.
The New York Jets have signed Bailey Zappe to a futures deal.
Can't wait.
What are they doing? They're trolling us. Darren Mooji just trolled us. We just sat through a weekend of brilliant football in which we feel a million miles away. Devontae Adams is mocking us. The Bills are in the divisional round. The Patriots are in the divisional round. They've got two MVP candidates at quarterbacks. And the Jets are like, we got you, Bailey Zappe. Like, that feels like the Jets are trolling us by even making this move. If you want to bring in Bailey Zappe to an irrelevant futures deal, can you do it like, I don't know, not a few hours after we watch Drake May advance to the divisional round? Maybe I'm being too sensitive. It feels like we're being trolled by our own franchise.
Did he even play last year? Was he in the league?
Yeah, I thought he was with...
He was on a practice squad for sure.
Is that where he was? He was somewhere this year.
Yeah, he was on a practice squad. The last time he saw a snap was in 2024, though, with the Cleveland Browns.
Hey, maybe you have something.
Stop, don't do that.
16 of 31. For 171 yards, a TD, and two interceptions.
If Bailey Zappe sees the field for the New York Jets in 2026, the season will have been an unmitigated, unfiltered disaster.
He's only 27 years old next year.
Don't do this.
He's young.
Maybe you got something. Bro.
Maybe you got something with the Zappe guy, you know?
I think it's more of a tale.
Western Kentucky.
I think we found out Brady Cook, not a backup quarterback.
Yeah, well, I think that was pretty obvious.
This is our song,
I
baby.
I hate this song.
About 4 years ago?
Twice you made me do it.
We did it down at DJ's.
We did it at DJ's.
And we did it at the Giant pregame.
Yeah, was it Reds?
We're at Reds, by the way. Reds, one of the great restaurants in New Jersey, right across from MetLife. Yep, and great people there. Doug and his gang at Reds. do a great job. Great place to have a drink and some wings before a game or a concert, for sure. Yeah, I played drums.
Yes.
And you sang.
Yes.
Yeah, we had like 7,000 people there watching you sing.
Yeah.
As my memory serves, mm-hmm. it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, then we spanked the pig. It was great. Yeah,
but it was like supposed to be a Beatles song. Then I got that song sprung on me. I'm in the corner trying to read the lyrics and remember it. And then what really screwed me over was at DJ's.
Yeah.
We did Come Together by the Beatles.
Okay.
Was the song I sang. Yeah, it went great. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, well, Craig wants to play the drums one more song. And you sprung this one on me again.
I'd
forgotten all the lyrics. And I'm like, I know. Hey, let me light your candle because of mama. That's all I know. Like,
yeah, you do the hook. Yes. That was it.
Yeah, it was
what I remember about that was at one point I was playing the drums and you weren't singing to whatever song it was.
Right.
And I forget the name of the band, the Long Island band. They're like a really good cover band.
Yeah.
The guy screeches a little bit, but what the heck's the name? Whatever they're called, doesn't matter.
Yeah, the bigger guy.
Yeah. He was like Idol for a small run. Mm-hmm. In any event, I never forget, like I'm playing the drums and Evan's just watching me. Mm-hmm. And the guy sings, Craig's playing the drums. And Evan's just watching Craig play the drums.
That's right, yeah.
Anyhow, I think, are we going back to DJs for Memorial Day? I'd like to. I know the owner passed away, dear friend of mine.
Oh, he did?
But they're still doing a great job. Mm. Yeah, it'd be great. I would sign up for that.
Yeah, I mean, I would be. I think this year was just the morning show.
Yeah, Evan and Tiki didn't go last year, but like we only do DJs because when I came back 4 years ago.
You made a promise.
I said that was the only place I would do our first live remote because they were very good to me when I got in trouble. So I say the same thing. And by the way, Headliners is closed anyway. That was a dump. So it'd be great to go back to DJs for Memorial Day.
Count me in.
Yeah, I'm in on that. Here's Jimmy in North Haldon. Jimmy, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up, Jimmy?
About this one, right?
What?
What's up, guys? Great, best show on the planet. Anyway,
thank you.
how about Mike Tomlin going to the Giants, right?
Hey, Jimmy, can you do me a favor real quick? Can you say, I flipped it for real?
Say it again?
Can you say, I flipped it for real?
I flipped there for real.
Oh, that's so close.
A little bit.
Isn't it close?
Yeah, a little bit.
Faster than I had it.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. Usual suspects. Usual suspects. All good.
Yeah.
Benicio del Toro.
I've been for real.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jimmy.
All right. So we got Mike Tomlin going to the Giants, right? Under one condition. Okay. He brings Aaron Rodgers to the Giants for 1 year. Jack Lazarus.
I'll do you better. Look, Mike Tomlin's taking a year off it by the current reports. Jordan's going to come in studio in about 10 minutes, so he'll give us the real skinny on it. So it's just good timing for us that he's coming in.
Yeah.
You and I were just talking during the break, and you know it's a much better idea, and the idea involves the Jets. The New York Jets are committed to Aaron Glenn coming back. That decision has already been made. So the New York Jets also don't have a current quarterback. I'm not sure if they've soured on Dante Moore or not, or you know who they're going to pick number two, but they're going to get a quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you were a gambling man, I'm not, but if you were, you might say, all right, I can't see the Jets being a really good team next year based on the current talent,
right?
Even if they get the quarterback right. So if Mike Tomlin's going to step away from football for a full year, do TV or do nothing, doesn't matter. If I'm the Jets, I go back to playing chess again. So Aaron Glenn comes back for year two. I know in my heart we're going to struggle. Whether we get the right quarterback or not, we're not winning 9, 10, 11, 12 games. I don't think that's happening for the New York Jets. So what do? Year two of Aaron Glenn. Nobody can accuse you of jumping the gun or not giving him a chance to do what he and Gant Campbell did in Detroit in year two, which was resurrect the turnaround the Lions. So maybe you want to give him that because he's lived through that. I can buy that. I don't agree with it, but I can accept it. And then when he fails miserably in year two, now you are sitting there with a proven quarterback going into year two. Mike Tomlin is refreshed. He wants to come to New York. Everybody wins. You get Harbaugh this year. I get Tomlin next year. Kumbaya.
And new rivals back together again in New York. That'd be great. The Jets have to do it.
That's the answer.
The Jets have to do it. If Mike Tomlin takes 1 year off and wants to come back to coaching, which I don't know. Like these guys, his predecessor took 1 year off and then it became 19, right?
That's right.
We never saw Bill Cowher again coaching or walking an NFL sideline. when you get away from it, we'll see how he likes it. But if he wants to come back, the Jets have to do whatever they can.
Am I wrong? Did Cowher, was his last game the Super Bowl? Or did he coach after that?
Yeah, no, I think his last game was the Super
Bowl.
He
won the Super Bowl,
yeah,
and that was it.
That was
so, here's a statement from Mike Tomlin. After much thought and reflection, I've decided to step down as head coach of the Steelers. Organization has been a huge part of my life for many years. An absolute honor to lead this team. Deeply grateful to Art Rooney II and late Ambassador Rooney for their trust and support. I want to thank Steelers Nation. Your passion, loyalty, and high expectations represent what makes this franchise truly special. While this chapter comes to a close, my respect and love for the Steelers will never change. I'm excited for what the future holds for this organization, and I'll forever be grateful for my time coaching in Pittsburgh. That is classy. Mm-hmm. He said absolutely nothing
about
in there about his future, but the reports thus far are that he might step away from football and take a year off. Mike Vrabel did the same thing, came back, great success, with a year two quarterback in Drake May. So there's a blueprint for how this could work selfishly for the New York Jets. Draft the right quarterback this year, have another bad or losing season, and then go to Mike Tomlin with the Brinks truck and say, $20 million, full personnel, $10 million for your staff, you're done,
you're a
Jet.
Yep.
So it's right there.
That's the plan.
And by the way, if it happens that way where he does take the year off, I want to be very clear about this. I don't want to hear any other names. I don't want to hear, oh, what about Rex Ryan? You know, oh, right. What about, you know, this guy or that guy?
Yeah.
He becomes, for me, what Harbaugh is for you.
Totally agree. He's the only guy I would want, but there is the other thing of him still being under contract.
Stop with that. You're muddying the water.
I'm not. They might
when
have to trade
out,
for him.
When we find out, we'll deal with it.
Yeah, but you might have to trade for him.
Not today.
No, I understand
so
that.
So stop muddying the water dream.
I'm not muddying the water
you're
in your dream.
You're a dream killer.
No, I'm not. Go trade for him.
I got to wait a year.
I understand
so you're killing my dream.
I'm not killing
and
dreams.
My vibe. It's like I'm 13 again, and my mom just walked in the room. Like, what's this sock hanging on the door, yeah, mom, if you're not going to respect it? Huh? How about knock first?
I didn't see the sock.
Yeah.
You put a sock on the
door? The sock is right there.
No, I'm just telling you that you have to trade for him. That's
you're
it.
You're muddying.
I'm not muddying the
right now, don't have to trade for him.
I'm showing you that the waters are muddied.
No,
that's not the same thing as muddying them
trust
myself.
Me, the Rooney family does the right thing all the time. All the time. Not some of the time. So let me dream the impossible dream. And if it happens that a year from now, the Steelers are like, we need a third-round draft pick. You and I, if I'm still here, will deal with it. Not today, Ace.
All right.
Not today.
I'm just acknowledging that would be part of it.
Not today.
All right.
Don't try to get the last word in. And I see what you're doing. All right, fine, Craig. But I see what you're doing over
just
there.
Just saying.
You're very pervasive.
Okay.
Persuasive.
Yeah.
Not pervasive.
I'm not.
You're persuasive.
I'm persuasive.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Persuasive.
Persuasive.
There you
not
go.
Not pervasive.
All right. Again. I don't know if that was on air or just in my ear. That was just in my ear. You're allowed to do that.
Okay. Oh, he said good. Something? I thought you were mocking me.
He said you're perverted.
Oh, I'm perverted.
That's what he said, yeah. Which is why I'm glad he didn't say it on the air. Here's Diego. Diego's in East Meadow. What's cooking, Diego?
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, Craig, it's really been bothering me for something. I don't think C-Mac is what you call a Giants fan.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yankee shill, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, 100%.
Public defender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But C-Mac admitted on his first or second Saturday show that he is coaching like a peewee football team. But
that's great.
He took it a little too far. He bought a whole set of Kelly Green Eagles attire. And he's doing the EAGLES cheer on
wait
the weekend.
A minute. So what is
you
this?
Have to strip him of his fandom immediately.
Yeah. Diego, I'm going to have my spies go up to Orange County, which is the kidnap capital of the world, as you know. And I'm going to have someone with a camera out there seeing if that flag football league starts up in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And he's out there going, come on now, kids. EAGLES Eagles.
That's just.
Is that factual?
Patently false.
Is it?
Yes.
Are you coaching your kids flag football?
I coached his flag football, and it was 2 years ago.
Okay.
And they were the Eagles. Actually, no. And then, I'm sorry.
Okay.
2 years ago, my oldest son was the Eagles. This year, my younger son was the Eagles.
So what did he say that's inaccurate?
That I have them go Eagles or that I went out
it would seem that's what you would do if you're coaching the Eagles.
No, we don't say anything
come
Eagles.
On, kids. Let's go.
No.
Eagles.
I wouldn't even do that. And the idea that I went out and bought nothing but Kelly color green. Well, I wore the jersey that they provided for the coaches.
Was it an NFL Play 60 jersey?
Yeah, it's like one of those.
So it's a green one.
And it says Eagles on it.
It says Eagles on it.
Yes.
And you got to wear it.
Yes.
And you did.
I did.
Proudly.
Yes.
Loved it.
I'm coaching my son's team. Yes.
Could have worn a corset.
We're not Eagles fans.
Could have gone QZ. Hide the jersey a little bit.
I wore one.
And nobody took a picture of you?
There's probably a picture. And then I had the Dolphins one. I was wearing the Dolphins this year.
What?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Benedict Arnold.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Wow.
For my children, Craig? No. For my children?
Your children can wear it.
Yes, I can wear it.
Where my children eat and play.
Right. Exactly right. So, yes, I am a Giants fan who... You know, I had to wear Eagles for flag football. I'll tell you this.
I'm so happy I'm working with someone who gets every movie reference I put out there. Because as much as I adore Evan Roberts, I adore him. Anytime I drop a movie line, he'd look at me dumbfounded.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it.
I'm still kicking myself for getting the Hyman Roth name wrong, though. I'm still kicking myself for that one.
Never heard him. But you're thinking football. You said Heisman.
Yeah. He has no idea. No, he is completely... Inept. Any sort of cultural.
Good news. Jordan Schultz is one of the best NFL insiders on the planet. And a buddy of mine is here. So let's take a quick break. Have Jordan come in and give us the latest on Mike Tomlin. The latest for you Giant fans on Harbaugh. And are we going to see Brian Daboll back in the NFL as a coach, not as a coordinator? That's coming up right after this.
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
I think Woody Johnson should get a serious wake-up call from everything that went down this weekend. First, you had Aaron Rodgers, where the gloves are off now. And Aaron, when he met the media on Thursday, took shots at the Jets when he talked about the Steelers not having any leaks, which is a direct shot at all the nonsense that went down during Aaron's tenure here in New York. And the Jets were basically like a sorority house or a fraternity house with the amount of gossiping that was going on and the amount of leaks that were out there and being trickled out of that building. And then you have Devontae Adams taking a shot at the Jets before the Rams playoff game. Adams, your main objective is to win the whole thing. You've got to find a way to be gritty and resilient within those games, because if you don't bring your best stuff, you're going to be at home with the Jets 2 seconds after that. So you have two future Hall of Famers, certainly one with Rodgers. Adams can make the case for it. Two great players, guys that are... winners on winning organizations now, taking shots at your franchise. Now, the victor go the spoils, but they're taking shots at you. And when you look around the playoffs and you see Sam Darnold on the Seahawks, number one seed, you see Robert Saleh, back to being the old Robert Saleh, the Robert Saleh that the Jets fell in love with and the reason they hired him. The overabundance of personality from Saleh on the sidelines as his defense shuts the Eagles down and the Niners move on to the divisional round. And then you have Devontae Adams on the Rams. They get to the divisional round. And then later on this evening, perhaps the worst of all, Aaron Rodgers hosting a playoff game. So if this isn't a wake-up call for Woody Johnson to get his act together, to get this franchise's act together, then I don't know if he'll ever get one. You have two former players, two highly respected in terms of their abilities and their careers, taking shots at your franchise. You have Sam Darnold finding great success with the Seahawks. You have Robert Saleh going into Philadelphia and his defense dominating the defending champs. Saleh, Darnold, Adams, Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers hosting a playoff game
with the Steelers. You have all of that. And where are the Jets? In a very familiar place. Sitting at home, like the rest of us, watching the playoffs. And if I was Woody Johnson, I would be so embarrassed by that. By guys that are having more success than when they were here, or finding the success that they had before they got to the Jets and didn't have with the Jets. Because what's the common denominator? The Jets. Why didn't it work with Rodgers here? Why didn't it work with Adams here? Why didn't it work with Darnold? Why didn't it work with Saleh? Yet when they leave, and before they, you know, for Darnold, it's after he left, but the other guys before they got here, they were successful. And the Jets' defense has not recovered from Robert Saleh being fired. The Jets' quarterback situation hasn't recovered since Aaron Rodgers left. If you look around the NFL playoffs, it is littered with former Jets. And they're not only winning, they're not only thriving, but they're going out of their way to take shots at the organization. And it's not LOL Jets, and it's not just open season on them, it's deserved. Because Woody Johnson decided that Rodgers isn't good enough for us here. Davante Adams isn't good enough for us here. We're going to move on. We're going to go in a new direction, except new direction, same results. The Jets are home watching the playoffs. Sam Darnold is thriving. Robert Saleh is thriving. Aaron Rodgers is thriving. Davante Adams is thriving. Wake up, Woody. Wake up and realize that the Jet franchise is a laughingstock. The Jet franchise is the worst franchise in all of sports. The Jets are a joke. They are a joke. And even when you think they should be out of the limelight here, and they should be an afterthought, nobody should be mentioning them. Here's Rodgers taking shots. Here's Adams taking shots. Here's Robert Saleh thriving with the 49ers and looking like the old Robert Saleh, where the camera can't help but show him on the sidelines and his excitement and his defense that is banged up, that is the walking wounded. They go into Philadelphia and knock off the defending champs. Aaron Rodgers hosting a playoff game. Got Harbaugh fired. Got to the playoffs, a place the Jets haven't been. Calendar year 11, season 2010. The longest drought in all of sports. And the jokes just don't stop. And this needs to be a wake-up call for Woody. Woody Johnson needs to hear this, and he needs to look around the playoffs and go, what am I going to do to fix the worst franchise in all of sports? I already question, based on the coaches that are out there, I already question Woody Johnson's decision to keep Aaron Glenn. Because you have several, and probably more to come, really, really good options at head coach. Aaron Glenn at times looked overmatched. He looked like a guy that didn't know what he was doing as a head coach. And as a result of that, the Jets had a worse season than anything you saw under Adam Gase or Rich Kotite. The Jets did not intercept a pass all year. I still don't know how that's possible. I think it's, if they had not won a game all year, the Jets, winless, I think that is less of a crazy accomplishment than not recording an interception. I don't know how it's possible to not get a pick all year. A tip pass, something. How many times a game in the NFL does a quarterback put one up for grabs? Not once can you pick a ball off with a defensive-minded head coach? The team was absolutely non-competitive down the stretch. And even if they were losing on purpose, they were getting their doors blown off so badly that it was hard to ignore how inept they looked. Now, maybe they're genius. Maybe this is all part of the big plan to get Joe Burrow. Maybe they get Jalen Hurts. Maybe they get Arch Manning next year. Maybe they draft a quarterback at two that ends up being the next great quarterback. And Aaron Glenn is this awesome head coach, and Moogie is a great general manager, and the Jet franchise gets turned around. It's possible. But I don't know how many years and how many more years Woody Johnson has to see his franchise and his team that he owns be the butt of the joke, a laughingstock, and also a place that gets circled as, I don't care how great you are, if you go there, you won't succeed. I don't care how great you are and you're going to the Hall of Fame, doesn't matter, you won't succeed here. Doesn't mean you won't have individual success. You won't have team success, and that's the most important thing. Aaron Rodgers put up the same numbers in Pittsburgh that he did with the Jets, but he had team success. Why? Because he went to a franchise that knows how to win. Robert Saleh, I understand defensive coordinator is a different role, but still, his team that he is a part of is having way more success, and he had way more success before he got here, and then now that he's left in his stints with San Francisco. Davante Adams goes to the Rams, has a great year, and they're on to the divisional round. Sam Darnold, a guy that many thought would be the savior for the Jets. He is now fulfilling that promise, first with the Vikings and now with the Seahawks. And while all of that is going on across the NFL, while all of that is going on across the playoffs, the Jets, owned by Woody Johnson, tacked on another year to the longest playoff drought in sports. And what or when will Woody Johnson wake up and realize that Jet fans deserve better and something has to change? Something has to change. Whether it's guys taking shots or guys succeeding before they get here or after they leave. Because if nothing changes, then we're going to be sitting here 10, 15 years from now talking about the Jets not making the playoffs for 30 straight years. And I know that if I was a Jet fan, I would not want that to be the case. Obviously.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.